there's a tendency to make what happened in July largely about that inequality. I think people that led that insurrection, they utilized that to their advantage. But I think the chief motivation behind that insurrection definitely had a political role to it. It was too well organized, too well orchestrated, and standing in those businesses and watching what was sprayed all over those walls, the Free Zuma, the Ramaphosa must go back to Venda, the expletives about white monopoly capital, the rhetoric was very clear that it had a distinctly political undertone and had more to do with power than anything else. I hope that South Africa doesn't ever repeat this again, but I think that unless we deal with the trust deficit that now exists, and that trust deficit is, it exists because we haven't all got in the same room, because we haven't unpacked what really happened in South Africa. We haven't collectively said we will work to ensure that this doesn't happen again. I think that threat still hangs in the background, and I think that it's something that is absolutely necessary. We need to see some strong leadership in this space, and we need to start calling things what they are.
So do you agree with the notion that this was an insurrection?
Absolutely, 100%.
What is your understanding of an insurrection?
My understanding is that it was an element that was looking to overthrow the government, to take control politically.
Who wanted to do this? And what do you base this on?
Well, I base it on the fact that, first of all, this is not something that happened organically. And you would expect that if it was in response to economic needs, that it would have been something that happened organically. It didn't happen organically. It was too well planned. There was the same modus operandi all over the place. It took months and months of planning. It's impossible to believe that people were not aware that this was going to happen. It was out there in the public space. The response was poor. That was part of the same orchestration, that there were instructions not to respond. It's very clear that there is a hand behind that. I can't say for certain whose hand it was, but judging from what was spread all over buildings, it looks like an element of the Radical Economic Transformation grouping.